What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we are yet again reporting on another soul that got collected by the termination train. Now, this article was published on the 1st of July. Man charged with fatal stabbing of his wife inside of a Duluth apartment. Wow, the irony. Duluth, as in the Duluth model? Well, I guess that sword slash shield that so many women rely on to actually keep their husbands and boyfriends in line, it went out for her. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! New criminal charges accuse a Duluth man of terminating his wife in a gruesome stabbing on Saturday evening. Cordaro A. Cope, 37, faces one count of second-degree termination in connection with the deletion of his wife, Anissa Cope, 49. My, a reverse age gap relationship. Put a pin right there. According to the criminal complaint, an upstairs neighbor called 911 around 7:30 p.m. Saturday to report an apparent domestic assault happening inside the Copes' apartment in the 600 block of North 27th Avenue. The caller said she could hear a woman screaming for help and a man telling her to shut up. While on the phone with dispatch, the woman saw Cordaro Cope leave the apartment and drive off in Anissa's truck, the complaint said. Police arrived and found a bloodied sandal on the staircase leading to the apartment where they found Anissa Cope's carcass with large stab wounds to her arms, abdomen, and neck. Authorities arrested Cordaro during a traffic stop on Interstate 35, where they found him traveling southbound about an hour after the attack. According to the complaint, Cordaro had blood on his hands, abdomen, and feet, and officers found a matching bloodied sandal inside the truck. Inside the apartment, investigators recovered a bloodied chef's knife in the kitchen sink. Well, gentlemen, let's go ahead and circle back to the most obvious thing, the reverse age gap relationship. He was 37, she was 49. So we know, more than likely, she tried to impose her will onto him one too many times. And he finally said, you know what? Nope. I'm done with this. I'm done with this. You've become the bane of my life. And guess what? Snap, crackle, pop. I'm gonna go ahead and stab, 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 stab. Yeah. He made sure she got his point many times over. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home, gonna give it a 10. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom, gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact, you had the neighbor who heard it, and of course they described the scene as gruesome, so I'm gonna give that a 50. And of course, for the brutality factor, yeah, he turned her into a human pin cushion. So I'm going to give that a 45 as well. So Cordero, Cuddy, Cope gets a score of 150. We always ask this question, gentlemen. We have to ask, are women ever going to finally get it through their pea-sized brains that men of today are not like men of the past? Men of the past were stoic. And I think this is kind of fucked up on our part, but we were stoic and we suffered in silence. Unfortunately, nowadays, we've got a whole different breed of men out there. These men are snapping, especially in this environment where everything is already fucked up insofar as everything outside of a man's home, jobs, inflation, you know, the economy, all of it. That man has got to deal with all of that, then got to come home and deal with a combative wife. Yeah. No. And then you add the fact that men are still told, suck it up, man up, suffer in silence. You have no appropriate outlet. You have no, you know, therapy. You have none of that. But what can I say, gentlemen? More and more men are going to continue to simply snap. Why? Because they've had enough. And this is obviously another case of a man that had enough. His wife drove him over the edge, and hey, as a result, the hockey mask got put on. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there who continue to believe that no matter what you do, that man is going to restrain himself, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that society continues to give you, the protection that you continue to think that society gives you, especially the Duluth model, that can and will go out. Once again, feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to restrain themselves, especially against disrespectful wives and girlfriends, yeah, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, the vast majority of men, they will simply leave. They will leave, they're done. However, this series is about the men who decide, nope, I'm going to take matters into my own damn hands. And I'm going to have the permanent solution to get rid of the bane of my life. And yeah, I'll go ahead and either join the Three Hots and a Cot retirement plan, or I'll go out under my own conditions, under my own terms. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.